Welcome to Confessions of a Closet Romantic, your gushing companion as we take a look at the best rom-coms, romantic movies, TV shows, and sometimes books on a different theme each episode. This is Poppy, and in this episode, we're taking off the makeup and the gloves and looking at the life of one of my favorite actors, self-proclaimed serial romantic Jennifer Lopez. Okay, did anyone else get a sinking feeling when it looked like Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, who were newly married, were having an argument or something at the Grammys or whatever a while back? When the media was practically scrambling to hire professional lip readers and his body language read hostile or pouty man baby or angry or something, and it wasn't pretty, and you got that feeling, not again, J-Lo, I beg of you. Just me in this parasocial moment? I have loved J-Lo from way, way back. I loved her in Out of Sight, in Monster in Law, Hustlers. I loved Love Don't Cost a Thing. I love I'm Real. I have just always loved her. There is a beautiful vulnerability about her that I find really moving. And of course, she's beautiful and funny and powerful. She is a real girl boss producer.
As we walked in, they said, oh, well, they're not going to turn on.
It's really simple. They didn't get it done.
But even if you don't get it done, tell us before we all walk in.
It's not going to work today. It's a fogged up. Yep. We're going to get it working so that you can rehearse before the day. Thank you. Sorry.
We show you some umbrella options for Hummingbird.
That's true. I need to leave. Yep, they're right here.
Is this big enough?
That's okay.
No.
I like the gear, and I think I like the more rounded it is.
So it's more
solid. This is pulling like the whole entire
the whole
belt.
Thing, yeah.
So we have to just solve that problem.
What would be ideal would be
like a dance studio floor that has a little bit of give underneath like it.
We have 12 more seconds to just feel the vibe.
Jennifer, please.
I've been waiting to show you mud.
I know. They're chasing me to the car with it.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, that could be shorter.
Cute short one.
Not cute and short like a French maid.
like
a doctor. Like, I would go red. I would look at it on the jumpsuits, not on you guys.
Of course.
Before I really made the final decision.
I think this is a good option, but I would like to see one that's more with.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you,
Jennifer.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot to do this weekend. I feel like if we don't get those scenes right tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think they should have the capacity to put that dryer mud to add water if you need it. Okay. Now stay.
Bring those muds, please, one more time. Just one more quick time. I just want to see which one you're referencing. Quick. Yeah.
What's the hot shit? Was it this one?
He said dry.
Let's take go away.
That's the wet one. She wants this
she
one.
Likes that
she
one
likes
like...
this. This. She likes this flavor.
The
a little wetter.
One.
Yeah.
Not
she likes.
What's the one?
You know what?
And add some water on top of it so you get a little splatter.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Not a second wasted of today. Good work.
Dang. And then she dances all day, too. My God. Well, it seems that our worries about Bennifer 2.0 were misplaced. J-Lo has taken stock, streamlined some personal growth over the past 20 years, and has now produced a short narrative concept film, kind of like a long-form music video, based on her album of the same name called This Is Me Now, A Love Story. And a making-of documentary, which is fascinating, and where that clip came from, called The Greatest Love Story Never Told. I know! those titles are so icky and self-absorbed. But the documentary refers to the title Ben Affleck gave to the batch of emails and letters he wrote her as they got back together. Oh, and the movie is a, quote, stylized, fictionalized narrative loosely based on Lopez's own life and her trials as a serial romantic. Woo, there have been some trials. We have lived through them with her. And it's also about how she learned to love herself first. And I think that's the most important point about that. Oh, relatable.
I've been married 4 times now. I'm sure people watching from the outside were like, what is this fucking girl's problem? You saw kind of a compulsive behavior. What I portrayed to the world was, oh, this didn't work out, and it's fine, and I'm good, and they're good, and they were great, and I was great. And all of that was kind of bullshit.
Ladies, everybody looking this way.
It's J-Lo's toughness and vulnerability and honesty that save both of these movies and make them so watchable. Now, don't watch the documentary first like I did. It makes much more sense to see J-Lo at work behind the scenes as an awesome artist and girl boss after you've seen the amazing movie, which starts out looking and feeling just like a beautiful romantic fairy tale.
Have you ever heard the story of Alita and Taru? It's an old Puerto Rican myth about star-crossed lovers from two warring Taino tribes. They tried to hide their romance, but their love shined too bright. Alida's father found out and furious, ordered her to marry another. Heartbroken, Alida turned to the gods to save her from this fate. So they turned her into a red flower. Taru found out and sank into a deep despair. He begged the gods to help him find her. So they turned him into a hummingbird. Now it is said, whenever you see a hummingbird flitting from flower to flower, it is Taru searching for his true love. My mother must have told me that story 1,000 times. So when I was a little girl, whenever someone asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, my answer was always, in love.
The movie imagines the themes from her songs on the album This Is Me Now as choreographed dream sequences and fictional therapy sessions with her friend Fat Joe, exploring her romantic missteps and emotional challenges on the way to finding her second chance true love in her 50s and a new love and acceptance for herself exactly where she is now. A bunch of celebrities, including Kiki Palmer, Trevor Noah, Jennifer Lewis, Post Malone, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Jane Fonda do cameos as part of her Zodiac Council, kind of like a Greek chorus commenting on her life choices as presented in the movie.
She did it.
She really did.
Ah! I can't believe it. I'm crying.
Woo!
Damn! Light is hot, so bright.
Feels good though.
Fairy tales. I love happy endings.
Don't be gross.
I can't believe it happened.
I know, I can't believe it happened.
How did this happen?
On a molecular level, from the attraction of atoms to each other, we see signs of love woven into the very fabric of our nature.
Nature.
We're all made of stardust.
Stardust.
Ancient energy from the stars.
Yeah.
Those little molecules dancing inside us. That too is love. It's the unifying force that creates harmony in a world of division.
All right, babe.
A world of conflict. Peace is love. Progress is love. Faith is love. You are love.
Did you just shush me?
Shut up.
We're witnessing
Did you hear that?
The nuptial bells are ringing.
What is with this woman and wedding?
Dresses and pastries, what if it's raining? Yeah.
Is this, what we- this movie is a little perfect confection, musically and visually, with insanely gorgeous costumes, special effects, and choreography and music. It's sensual, but also intimate, self-deprecating, heartbreaking, and hopeful.
We're totally different people now. And we're the same. And we have the same love. 100%. Like, I'd never fallen out of love with you. I had just put it over here.
It seems like it's like liberating in a sense because
it is.
He loves every part of you, but it's not dependent on
how
this album is or what radio you're going to, anything. It's like he you always say he wants to see you with the bun, you know?
Yeah.
No makeup on.
Because you're used to seeing me around the house kind of schleppy. And kind of, in sweatpants and my striped socks.
We're not going for that. I'm not pretty and all this bullshit.
No, I'm not saying I'm not pretty. I'm saying you're used to seeing me kind of like the little old lady at home.
You're gorgeous and that's what I'm used to. But what I'm saying is.
And then when I get up and start dancing, you're like, oh, right. I forgot she can dance.
What he said and what he saw in me, and what he made me believe about myself, only comes from love. Because nobody else could make me see that. About myself. It's very moving. Because I didn't think much of myself. And so the world didn't think much of me. That lined up. This is how it is. See it. Believe it. And I was like, okay.
This is regarding James. He called me and goes, I believe that everyone in the entire world is pulling for this relationship and this love. And the idea of how you present that is so sacrosanct, is so important that it should be handled in a way that you aren't overly flaunting it so yet so that it creates any form of criticism or resentment. My biggest concern is that if, when critics or people sort of come at her in any way, I don't
expect anybody to get this. Okay? I don't. What she's afraid about is what the album is. And that's not changing. That's done. And I'm an artist and that's the album I wrote. And I love it and I'll stand by it.
I wasn't sure if I wanted her to reveal all of this. I wasn't sure it was necessary. So I was afraid on this project. And as I see it forming, I'm excited and I'm still a little afraid.
Right now, there's a little bit of trepidation over some of the ambition of the project.
I didn't have to do this. I didn't even have to make the record. It's not like anybody was clamoring for the next J-Lo record. You know what I mean? And I know that there's some people around me who are like, this is stupid. Why is she doing this? She doesn't need to do this. And they're right. I don't need to do any of it. I don't. But I want to.
What woman doesn't have a lived experience and story that she's left untold, worrying that no one would care, too insecure to speak up or bother? J.Lo has earned more than $1 billion in box office just from her rom-coms, according to Variety, and has 17.5 million TikTok and a quarter billion Instagram followers. And she's fit and stunningly beautiful and has a lot of money and has a lot of privilege at this point in her life. So, not an ordinary woman, to say the least. But I think it still took an incredible amount of bravery, talent, and producing skills to make these movies.
Until September. Snoop's not available, unfortunately.
I don't want to force anybody to do this who doesn't go, this is going to be fun.
Nobody wants to say no to me, Benny. I get that. But when an actor doesn't like a script or doesn't think it's good enough or is worried about it, that's what they'll say. I know that. I've done it.
I mean, I know Val was available, but I want you to call Derek. And we need him for like 1 or 2 days.
It's a wedding, babe. He's in a wedding. It's a wedding. He's not going to give up his wedding. I mean,
whose wedding?
Benny. It's a wedding he's in. He can't. It's unfortunately, it's where it's landing.
I want you to call him.
Okay.
Who's going to be Khloe Kardashian?
She's making a cameo?
No.
Oh. It was supposed to be.
Gotcha. People scared.
Yeah.
Scared to put themselves out there. I get it. Took me a long time.
I'm scared. Yeah. You don't look like it, though, for sure, but...
I don't act like I'm scared, but... That's the secret to my whole fucking career.
She had a gut instinct that her story about all those unsuccessful marriages, being a romance addict, her search for that perfect love that turned out to be a search for the love she needed for herself. I think she knew this was something important to talk about and maybe that others needed to hear.
Oh, yeah.
You should come back. Nah, you said she'd never make it out the Bronx.
Messing with me for never being back home. And Lewis is there, too.
The first crush?
Yeah. But he's old, you know. And he says...
Flowers don't grow in the Bronx.
And I say... Sometimes they do.
Then what happens?
I just keep walking. And I have this feeling like something's following me. But every time I look back, there's no one there. I'm getting more and more nervous. So I start walking faster and faster. And I end up right across the street from my old house in front of Botanica.
I know the one.
And I look in the window.
What do you see?
Red roses.
Like in the hummingbird story?
No, like in the Heart Factory dream. And I'm staring at them and this big shadow comes over me. And all of a sudden it reaches out. I don't want to do this.
Let's just keep going.
No, I don't.
Someone grabs you. Who is it?
It's me. But I'm little, like 8 or 9 years old, dirty and covered with cuts and bruises.
Does she say anything?
I didn't get enough love.
From mom and dad?
From you. You left me alone.
She's mad.
What do you want to say to that little girl?
I love you.
No, you love everybody else but me.
I do. I love... Hey.
Hey.
I love you. She says.
Say it again.
What do you want to tell her?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I watched my mother miss out on her life. All those coulda beens became her sacrifice.
Oh, J-Lo. You know, thinking about it, romance is the ultimate level playing field. Nobody has all the answers, and few of us get it right all the time.
Pick it up late, we don't have to wait. Yeah, let's do something crazy.
Great session. I forgot to ask you, how was the wedding?
It was nice. Glad it wasn't mine. All the friends were there, you know, the whole group.
Hey, guys, this is it.
Mike was so nervous. It was sweet.
Did you go alone? Did you have a plus one?
Just me. Felt good to be there alone. It was kind of nice seeing all those people in love. Reminded me that it's still out there. I was really happy for them. You know, I remember thinking, I have these amazing friends and this incredible life, you know? And I'm good on my own. I'm happy. Whatever happens, whoever happens, if nothing happens, I'm good.
You know, it's raining outside. If you need a ride.
I think I'm going to take the bus. I like the rain. Magical things happen.
Okay, Miss Independent. So you still waiting for this grand sign from the universe?
Always.
It's good to talk about our lived experiences. Get that out in the open. The stuff we as women are conditioned to accept, even the types of romance or intimacy we're conditioned to seek out. None of us are raised in a vacuum, and bringing romantic dreams, misguided fantasies, and half-acknowledged desires out in the open does everyone a service. So good on you, J-Lo. People are with us for a reason or a season, and all the people and experiences and loves in your life made you the artist and person you are now, and only moved you closer to understanding that you always needed to love yourself first. We're looking at you too, Taylor Swift. I hope your Ben Affleck season lasts a very long time. If you enjoy this podcast, I hope you'll share this episode, follow me on your favorite podcast app, and tell a romance-loving friend about it. For more information and show notes, visit confessionsofaclosetromantic.com.